What's going on, guys? This is Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and we're back with another episode to the podcast. And today we're going to be talking about how to stop comparing yourself to others. Okay, when we have social anxiety, this is something that we see far too often. So I really want to get into that today and give you guys as much info and talking points as possible, whether that be comparing yourself to somebody in, you know, real life version, real life, seeing them in person, whatnot, as well as you have to basically include social media into this as well. Okay, it's just something that when you think of how to stop comparing yourself to others, social media and Instagram are always involved, okay, in some level, whatnot. So we're gonna be talking about that too. When I hear, you know, comparing yourself, it comes down to a couple of things. It comes down to and what I tell people that come to me, whether that be people I'm close to, like my family and my friends, who a lot of people notice that they have this problem. It's noticeable, and that's a great first step to actually be consciously aware of this and not just unconsciously incompetent, where you're just getting triggered left and right for no reason, and you're just running through life kind of unaware socially, and which unfortunately is what a lot of people do and a lot of people are, and they just have this thing in the back of their mind and they can't recognize it. That was me when I was younger. So I feel for you if you know somebody like that or you currently are struggling with that. But if you're looking up a podcast like this, I think you kind of starting to understand the feelings and the emotions of your own mind. So basically it comes down to having the awareness, okay, and logically breaking down something and finding the things that kind of trigger you most, okay? Whether that be breaking down, okay, this is an Instagram post from somebody, this is an Instagram post from a friend of a friend, whoever, an influencer that you're following, and just realizing that, whatever they post is the best of the best, if not exaggerated, breaking that down logically, and there's never a perfect person, okay, there's never a perfect person at all. Like, once you start to actually see success in your life as well, there's just no way to have a quote unquote perfect life. Every single, whether that be person or even family, is dysfunctional. And so many people try to act like they're perfect, either on social media or in real life, that it comes off as extremely inauthentic. And that's something that I always push when I say we're becoming this new character, this new person. And I get people being like, oh, Parker, well, that's inauthentic. No, it's not, because we're becoming the new person, and we're finally letting that authentic part of ourselves be shown to ourselves and to other people that we didn't even know we really had. So I see that with comparing themselves. And I also see just this worth issue, okay, and it's one of the biggest limiting beliefs that anybody in this world currently has, and it's just the limiting belief of not believing that you are worthy enough, okay, and so inevitably you're going to compare yourself to everybody else who seemingly is perfect, whether that be somebody has the success that you want, maybe at your same age or younger. I know that's something that I always struggled with when I was younger as well. I would be, first starting my businesses when I was like 17, 18 years old, and I would see everywhere on social media these people doing great, amazing things, and I would just feel like absolute shit, and then it would make me way less motivated to even do what I wanted to do. So whether it comes to you for maybe you want to start working out more, you want to start getting in shape, and you see other people, and it just demotivates you, right? So if we can start to realize our own self-worth, then it can start becoming much, much easier. And it's something that I actually haven't talked about too much on the podcast, because it's something that I think you guys notice this, but on the podcast, I try to limit all the extreme opinions I have, because of the fact that if I do, a lot of people, I feel like we're just going to be like, oh, this is too wooey wooey. This is very strange. So I leave that for the courses that we make and whatnot. So stay tuned for a lot of those too. The absolute free courses going to be out pretty soon, I'd say within the next month or so. So a couple hours of just amazing content of the Social Anxiety Remedy. there I actually go pretty deep into a lot of the points that we just covered the surface on. So just getting that self-worth and beginning to have this abundance, okay? Whether changing your opinion and changing your state to that of abundance and feeling like you have everything you need already instead of feeling like you are out of everything that you want and that it's far away from you and that's in the direction. So it's very hard to kind of articulate these words without diagrams and whatnot and without me being able to show you like videos and stuff. But I'm going to try to do it as best as I can. Basically, happiness is your default, okay? You are happy because you are happy, okay? You are worthy of, you know, whatever the goals you and the vision of yourself that you want. You are worthy of that just because you are. You have that right just by living on this earth. Okay, there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that anybody else can give you to give you that right. Okay, you have it already. So this kind of helps you recognize the things that you already have in your life. Because when you start to actually truly believe that, okay, and act as if you are that person, act as if meaning, you know, starting to do the things that a person who has the success that you want, that has the goals and the mindset that you want, accomplished already. If you start to act like that person, if you start to feel the way, that's one of the most key and important words that I can possibly say, feel, because feeling is one of the strongest, I get sensations in the world. I think it is the strongest below something like sex. Like it is something that has so much creative power. And if you're able to begin acting as this person and feeling like you are this person who is already, you know, accomplished of what you want, and start to lose the outcome that you want, and just start to actually believe that you have the things already, that it's a funny thing that happens in this world, because as soon as you kind of feel like you have it already, that's when it starts to come. And a lot of people, it's hard to understand that, it's hard to grip that, because it's like, okay, I don't have it, I want, but if you continue to just say, I want, it's just emphasizing the fact that you don't have already, and so you're not going to be in that headspace. If you start to become in the headspace of I have everything I need already, I have everything I need already, I don't need anything else, the strangest thing happens, and it's you start to receive the things that you really wanted in the first place, but now you're like, oh, you know, it's okay, I'm already happy, I already have everything in my life, I already have that full cup. I get a lot of people, maybe when I'm doing my one-on-one and I go more in depth in something like this, and they're like, okay, Parker, well, like if I had everything already, like if I was like, if I acted extremely happy, like I wouldn't actually be happy. Like I would still have social anxiety. I just would just be happy, I guess. And I'd be content with staying in my room and doing nothing. The thing is, the example I always have to give is like, say you win the lottery. Okay, you win the lottery and you immediately have $100 million, okay? Just like F you money, where you can do whatever the hell you want for the rest of your life, for generations. What would you do? Okay, most people are going to say, I'd retire, right? I'd just do absolutely nothing. I'd just retire and stay on a beach my whole life. No, you wouldn't. Okay, and here's why. We get bored. The human brain gets bored so very easily in just regular routine menial things. Some of the most successful people in the world, after they sell their businesses and whatnot, they say they're going to do that too. They say they're going to retire at 60 or whatever, and then they do it, and then they age like 20 years in 3 years, and they just become extremely unhappy. So if you were to win the lottery, yeah, you'd take a break for like 3 months or something like 3 months or something like that. And then you would get back to something. You'd start something you want to create because you have this abundance in your life. So if we can start to live as if we have something, then that's what is going to help us to feel worthy and to stop comparing ourselves to others, because we're on our own clock. We're on our own zone. I like to look at what other people who I look up to. We talk about in the creating the new character section. We each have role models, right? Of high status characteristics. I look at people and I look at people that I have very high opinions about, and I see maybe sometimes the things that they were going through at my age, okay, and how I can relate to things like that. So it's nice to be like, oh, Parker, just have abundance, just feel happy. How do I do that? Well, there's scales to it, and I've talked about it before. You can't just expect to be in a completely apathetic and depressed mode and then move up to the joy and the enlightenment stage. No, there's scales. So that's what a lot of people get wrong. And this podcast is going to be a long one. So there's scales. And you can't just jump scales. You have to go up, 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 up. So there's apathy and depressed in at the very bottom. And then one step higher of that is actually anger, okay, and rage. So a lot of the times when people are in this depressed state, and unfortunately a lot of the times that is associated with social anxiety, they're in this depressed state and then they start to get better. And by getting better, they start to get mad. Other people will tell them, no, that's wrong. Like, that's wrong. You need to go back. Go back to your doghouse, little doggy, blah, 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 right? It's helping you. Okay, it's helping go up the stage from this depressed state to fear. At least that's something better. Or rage. At least that's something better. From rage to maybe fear. From fear to hope. From hope to whatever, how the scale goes. I'll post the scale in my Facebook group. It's really actually interesting. And so by slowly stepping up, it makes it very easy. And there's certain things that you can actually do in order for you to move up that scale more quickly. But you can't expect to just go from this depressed state to an absolutely joyful one. It just doesn't work like that. So how do you do it? Okay, here's how do you kind of start to act as if? Because it's easy for me to just say it, but what can you do? Okay, and the thing that I have to say is something that a lot of people say. So you're probably like, okay, I've heard that a million times before, but I'm going to tell you why it's so important and how to actually do it. So it's gratitude. Okay, you might have been expecting that. However, when most people say gratitude, they don't actually explain why it's so important. It's so important because if you're able to start being thankful, okay, being extremely thankful for what you have right now, okay, oddly enough, like I said, that's when you actually start to get the things that you want, the worldly desires. Okay, you probably won't want them at the time because you'll feel like that abundance already, but that's when you're going to start to get it. So that's why you want to start on the path. And then you just, you have, like, when you have a freedom of outcome of certain events, you can just start living a life that is free from outcome, that things just start to align. Okay, and there's a bunch of reasons why. Okay, it can either be because of a karmic effect if you want to get into a metaphysical type level, or it can just be because when you, like, more of a logical worldly view, when you don't really need things, okay, when you already have a full cup, when you don't need things, you make things less of a big deal. So you've probably noticed, whether that be in school, whether that be in work, when you have a high stress of importance on something, you tend, if you have social anxiety and you are in a pressure-filled situation, you tend to do much worse. Okay, but when you have everything, right, you don't need anything. Your cup is full just from being you, just from the inside. When you have everything, then things become less important. Things that you might make a big deal of become much less important, and then you end up doing much, much better. That's just, that's my own observation, okay, in the worldly view sense. Make your own observation. There can be some people that are just absolutely clutch. I don't know if that's you. But make that own observation. So having that gratitude and being able to say, okay, I'm so grateful for my life right now. And sometimes you might be like, okay, but that's absolutely not true. I don't care if it's not true. You say it. Okay, you say it and you start to feel it. Because you can do that. You can write down the things that you start to be grateful for, and then every morning that you wake up, every night you start to recite them. You say, I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so fucking grateful for what I have. And so a funny thing, funny, very funny thing starts to happen when you do that. So when we're in this negative mindset that a lot of people, unfortunately, in this day of age are just kind of brainwashed into, of all this negativity going on, your brain starts to kind of close up to all the happiness and all the little details that can make your life absolutely amazing. It's all relative, right? Somebody who is in maybe a very small developmental third world country that doesn't even have access to something like this and is living in your same exact situation might say that if they were there, they would be smiling every single day, right? They would be the happiest person. And then you, someone who maybe is in a medium income house or even lower income house in a first world country would say, oh no, I hate my life. It's so negative. It's all relative. And it's not like even if that person in a third world country came to a first world country that they'd even keep the happiness. But just as an example. So we're brainwashed into this absolute negative mindset. And then it messes with our brain. It messes with being able to see all the amazing things that happen every single day. Okay, it messes with your RAS, okay? Look up your RAS. I've said it, I've mentioned it in a few of the podcasts prior. It's called Reticular Activation System. Look it up. It's very interesting. Okay, and what the RAS can basically do is, like, if it's closed off, you can't even see the incredible opportunities and the amazing, like, right in front of you and the amazing things because you're just stuck in a self-destructive pattern. Funny enough, I was watching a show. It's called Love Island. It's like I think it's like a European show, but it's pretty popular. I was watching it with one of my friends. It's pretty amazing, even though I'm a dude. But I was telling her, like, the whole time I was watching, I was like, that is so funny. She just got, like, basically this thing with her RAS. And I was trying to explain it to her. She was like, oh, I've got that before too. So when they're on there, it's like a British show. So I don't know all the British slang, but she was all like, she was into this dude. It's like a dating show. Okay. It's like The Bachelor for, I don't know, wherever they are in a country that I have no idea where, that because I'm not well traveled. So she basically was saying she was seeing this guy. They were kicking it off. They're having a great time together. And then all of a sudden, one day, like, something happened and she calls it the ick. So I've never heard of that term before, but she called it the ick. And then you can kind of see what it means via context of the show. But it basically means that you are absolutely having an amazing time. Like, you can see amazing things. And then one thing happens and then the ick happens. And then you don't even want to be by this person anymore. You can't even stand looking at them. You can't even stand touching them. Every single thing that they do just irks you, just triggers you. So that's the RAS involved. So when somebody, if you can flip it, okay, if you can flip it the opposite way where you are having all these negative experiences, but if you start to have this gratitude, you end up tricking your mind into, oh, I love my life. I have all these things. This is amazing. You're going to start to see incredible potential and incredible opportunities pop into your life that will make your life better. Okay, that will give you things that you inevitably want. Okay, so how do we stop comparing ourselves to others? We start to like ourselves. Okay, we start to build our self-esteem. Our feelings about others are directly in correspondence with how we feel about ourselves. Okay, we've talked about it before in the mirror effect. But a person who actually doesn't care for others really doesn't care much about themselves. And you hear that all the time. You hear people being like, oh, you should care for other people in the world and you should put good positive energy out the world, yada, yada, yada. And most people are all like, okay, yeah, that's a universal basic truth. I get it. Most people don't do it, but also most people don't know why it's so important. It's your brain. Okay. By putting out good into the world, I don't know if it's like a karmic thing. Okay. You can think of it as like a karmic thing. I wouldn't doubt it. But if you want to look at it as like a worldly thing, not on the metaphysical level. You can just think of it as you putting out such positivity to others, you're going to in turn feel that positivity to yourself, because you're not going to know the difference. Like, you're not going to know that other people are giving out negative thoughts, negative energy out, because all you can think about and all you know is the positives. So if you're able to start training yourself on that and having that gratitude all the time, giving to others, you're going to receive back tenfold. Okay. You know, your happiness is default. Like, you have it. And I really want to start talking about that abundance later on. I want to start talking about how you can feel that in a very short amount of time. A lot of that is tapping away through EFT. I guess self-worth issues, limiting beliefs, triggers. Next time you're scrolling through social media, figure out what triggers you, write it down, so we can start tapping on that. And in the course, we're going to dive super deep into that, so be ready for it. pretty long one, but I just wanted to leave you guys some closing thoughts that I had written down. I riffed off of these entire things, but I wanted to like do something to that I felt tremendous attachment to, I guess. And it was basically just a closing of a line that I had read. And it's just basically, risking failure and risking failure and humiliation is better than doing nothing. Okay, doing nothing is the ultimate failure. So, because you never know what's right around the corner. Okay, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. I've read a book before by Napoleon Hill when I was very young. It was one of the very first books I had ever read. One of the books that actually convinced me to, like, start on the path of whatever I'm doing now, to even, like, start my first business. And it was basically a story of a man back in the gold rush era in California. And he had purchased, you know, a spot, some land to actually start digging for gold and set up shop. And he had been doing it for, I think, 3 months, and he had nothing to show, absolutely nothing. And then he just stopped. He just absolutely stopped. And one of his actual crewmen purchased the plot from him for a very, very low amount of money. And the very next day, the dude discovered like $3 million worth of gold, which back then was a crazy amount of money. And so, and this is actually a true story. I think it's called like I was 3 feet away from gold or something like that. You can look it up. It just goes to show, like, this persistence, like, you never know what is around the corner. You never know what is going to happen tomorrow. And by staying persistent at things, by staying persistent, by gradually building up to things and not losing sight, like, all people are dabblers. Okay, most people stay dabblers their entire life. They get into one thing, they dabble in it a little bit, they never get good at it, and they think, oh, well, you know what, that just didn't work for me, I'm a victim here, you know what, my luck just ran out. And they go on to the next thing. And they dabble in that a little bit more, and they listen to a friend, or they start comparing themselves to another person. They say, this person's better than me, and they go to the next thing. And little do they know that that other person has been working on that for 10 years, for 12 hours a day, and you just don't see it in the background because they're not busy posting on social media. Okay. Stop having that fear of missing out. I want to make a video on that because that is something that I struggled with my entire life. Fear of missing out. Just being like feeling completely empty if I didn't get invited to things, or feeling completely empty if I couldn't go to something. I'd love to make a video on that, but that's for another day. I just posted an EFT tapping video in the Facebook group, so I wanted to get a quick video out here and kind of put a little spin on things. It's probably one of the longest podcasts, but I really hope it helped. I really hope that you can start having some touch points to look back on, to, you know, start rewatching and whatnot on how to stop comparing yourself to others. So guys, if you're not a part of the Facebook group yet, just click the link in the description. You can join and I will accept you. And yeah, hope you guys like this one. I'll see you in the next episode.